Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 2nd of July 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. We can't cover all the details in those sermons, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information about the verses. And we're up to Psalm 129. We're looking at verse 6 and 7 today. They read, "May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. With it, the reaper cannot fill his hands, nor the one who gathers fill his arms." These two verses are in the context of Psalm 129, which is the psalmist talking about the difficulties he's experienced, and Israel as a nation have experienced in being oppressed in large parts of their history. And yet, despite that oppression, the psalmist is clear and celebrates the fact that these oppressors have not gained the victory, verse 2, over them personally, but indeed also over Israel. There's been bad times with plowmen plowing their back and making their furrows long, but God has been proven to be righteous and looking after his people because he's cut them free from the cords of the wicked. And this part of the psalm, he's turning his attention to the fate of what are known in the Bible as the wicked. They may all, in verse 5, who hate Zion be turned back in shame. And now verse 6 and 7, the consequences. Like grass which withers before it can grow, the reaper cannot fill his hands, or the one who gathers fill his arms. Of course, a very powerful image in that culture, a very agricultural culture, and very familiar for them in terms of what he's talking about. The top roof in those days in the normal places where people would live in a home, the top roof would have been constructed of beams. These beams would be laid across the walls and intertwined with reeds and different kinds of grasses. And then the whole roof would be plastered with mud. You make up a mud paste, plastering it to fill in the gaps and to make it maybe not completely watertight, but at least to keep out most of the water when it rained. In that mud, there would be some seeds, inevitably. There'd be a few seeds. And those seeds, while this mud is still a little damp, might germinate, and the grass might sprout up a little bit through the mud onto the top of the roof. But because the mud hardens and because there's no nutrition there, this grass that sprouts up here and there in little shoots would soon die. The roots couldn't develop and there would be no feeding. And that's the image that he is bringing out here, this grass on the roof sprouting up that withers before it can grow. And of course, that can't be reaped. That can't be used for any good purpose. If a reaper went up there, he couldn't fill his hands. In fact, he probably couldn't fill one hand. He couldn't fill his arms. He couldn't gather anything of any value. And that is what it is like when people oppose the kingdom of God. They end up with nothing of value. They end up with no product. They end up with nothing that is satisfying. They may attempt to tear down. They may attempt to pour scorn, but it benefits them not. Now, there's a place here for humility on our part, because let's face it, we too are, the Bible says, like grass, Isaiah 40. Verses 6 to 8, a voice says, "Cry out," and I said, "What shall I cry? All men are like grass, all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. But the word of our God stands forever." Quoted again in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and following, "You've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever." So do our lives matter if we're grass? Absolutely they do. 1 John 2:17, "The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." We are to live lives that have purpose and meaning, not in anxiety, but trusting God to meet our needs. As Jesus talks about with his disciples in Matthew 6:28-34, "The lilies of the field grow in a great way. God takes care of them. How much more will he look after you? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well." Let's trust God for our needs. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 8. If you want to know more about our church work, it's on nwlcc.org. Have a look there. You can contact me from that place. I hope you'll have a wonderful day, and God bless.